This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that they did not have access to this document. There's no indications at this time that they had any access to this document beforehand.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas, Shati Battalion, in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haitham Kawari, the commander of Hamas Shati Battalion.
Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, a leading national health expert, says the United States should experience a more typical flu and virus season this winter. Gottlieb says the level of RSV and flu cases is less intense compared to epidemic numbers in past years. Gottlieb explained young children and older adults have been especially vulnerable. He added that the number of COVID cases are down from past years, yet Gottlieb is still encouraging people to get vaccinated. Alaska Airlines has announced plans to buy Hawaiian Airlines. The deal is valued at just under $2 billion. Alaska would pay $18 per share for Hawaiian Airlines stock in the sale. Alaska would take over roughly $900 million in debt. The merger would be part of a One World Alliance that includes American Airlines, British Airways, and Cathay Pacific. The deal still needs approval of both boards and U.S. regulators. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The actor that plays on the TV show Supernatural, Mark Shepard, is recovering after suffering 6 heart attacks. Shepard collapsed in his kitchen Friday and had a series of massive heart attacks. He says EMTs had to bring him back to life 4 separate times. It's being reported that one of his arteries was 100% blocked. Presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to stump for the White House. Laura Winters has more.
To Iowa now, where former President Trump holding 2 campaign events, bashing Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis, who is still running against him.
I said, Ron, you're dead. You don't have a chance. You're a dead man. If Abraham Lincoln came back from the dead, if George Washington and Lincoln teamed up together and endorsed you, they couldn't do it. He said, sir, the people of Florida love you. They love you. And I believe that if you'd endorse me, I could win.
Now the Iowa caucus is coming up in about 6 weeks. Former President Trump leading in all recent polls.
Iraqi security forces are reporting a U.S. suspected airstrike killed 5 members of an Iran-aligned Iraqi armed group north of the city of Kirkuk as they were preparing to launch weapons at U.S. forces in the Middle East. A U.S. military official confirmed to Reuters that the U.S. struck an imminent threat at a drone staging site. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound. Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, Bill Martinez, right here, along with Phil Hodgson-Pillar, the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, happy Monday to you. How are you?
I'm doing, Bill. Good to talk to you today, and we're in the grind again to figure out what's going on in this world.
Well, it's here it is, Israel-Hamas. What are we in? Day 58, 59 of the Israel-Hamas war. Joe Biden did what you and I talked about that he would do. He doesn't have the tenacity to hold on to something. He wants to support Ukraine more than Israel, though he says he stands 100% behind Israel. I mean, are people kind of realizing that Joe Biden has no credibility?
I think on one hand I would say yes. Another one, I just had a conversation with a CEO of a very large publicly traded company, and he was talking about his transition. So he transitioned out to a new CEO. Mm-hmm. And he said the guy before Trump was elected the first time, he said, I can't, there's no way I can support Trump, because he's going to plunge us into war and they're going to ruin the economy. Well, then 2 years into it, when there's no war and the economy's, you know, robust, he asked me, so what do you think about Trump now? No, he's no good. And then now he just had a lunch with him yesterday Saturday, actually. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the greatest thing ever? I said, what did he do? He said, well, our economy's great and he stopped Russia from invading Ukraine. And I thought to myself, and he made the comment, he said, there's some people who refuse to see anything but what they want to see. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, Bill. I don't know how many people can be persuaded off of the way they view the world, even in the midst of facts. So that's my comment.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, this past week you saw the debate between Newsom and DeSantis, and I have been saying, remember last time we talked, I said, where is that 40% that says Joe Biden's doing an outstanding? I've not met anybody.
No, I
haven't. Right? And so then you watch this debate and go, well, there he is. There's one, you know, Gavin Newsom, who says that Joe Biden, you know, not concerned about his health or his mental acuity. He says he's 100%. And I get it. You know, you want to hang behind the party line and that sort of thing. But it's like, to your point, see, people are so ideologically fixed. And I get, you know, for Gavin Newsom, I mean, he's a partisan. I mean, he's all Democratic Party all the time. He wants, abortion on demand at any time, without conditions. He wants to forego our natural economy and the things that have made America great and move toward, a communistic dictatorship. This is what I see. So it's almost like you cannot reason with people, you know, like that. But we need to understand. And then meanwhile, you've got people who are just told what to believe and how they're supposed to respond. You know, that's why I wrote that commentary, I think, about a year and a half ago. You know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? And because that's what it came down to, is people were told that they must hate Donald Trump. And it started with Hillary Clinton. And all the poison that she poured into the body politic, Phil, about Trump, that he was Putin's puppet and all this stuff. And I had to laugh when she was suggesting that, because she was the one that was groveling to the Russians. Remember, with the reset button, that she even had the wrong word. She had some misspelling on it and everything. How embarrassing. But she groveled to the Russians and was all proud of this. And somehow we see her doing that. And Donald Trump has become Putin's puppet. And typical of all things Democratic Party is anything that they say is just projection. It's the very thing that they're doing, whether it's corruption, whether it's being beholden to these communist dictators. We look at it and I go, I don't see Donald Trump, you know, getting money from Ukraine or getting money from, you know, Putin or President Xi. But I sure see Biden and the Biden brand expanding, right?
Well, it's interesting because that it actually works. I mean, blame your opponent for what you're doing. The irony of it is we see it, but it actually works. Mm-hmm. The problem is that Republicans are really amateurs. That's what right. really what it comes down to. They're amateurs at staying together. You know, they'll cross over party lines without even thinking about it. They don't understand how to play this game very well. And then they, as long as they're, you know, glad handing and getting the check, they seem to be fine. I mean, that's my perspective on it.
Well, look, and you got Mitt Romney, who's already made the announcement that he wouldn't vote for Trump. He'd vote for a Democrat. Well, wait a minute. You know, first of all, you know, understanding the Mormon religion as I do, and the support of family, how do you support a party that wants to murder children in their mother's womb?
Well, let's be honest. I mean, Mitt Romney has never been Republican. He's always been something in between. He's been a rhino mm-hmm. or worse from right. day one, in my opinion, you know,
yeah.
and his move to Utah was simply to get elected. I mean, this guy is like Con Artist of the Year award, mm-hmm. you know. Newsom gets Salesman of the Year award for U-Haul trailers to get everybody out of California. But,
right.
so, you know, I'm thinking we're starting, we need an award thing. We got to have the of the year, who's done the most damage. We pick the five areas, and we give those awards out on your show. What do you think?
I think so. We need to do a sponsored, you know, American Faith, Bill Martinez Live deal, you know, kind of like the old Rowan and Martin, the Fickle Finger of Fate Award or something something. But we'll come up with a name, and we used to do that because we've got plenty of candidates in this past year of people that just have flat out, you know, lied to us. And, you know, whether it's Mayorkas and, you know, the border is closed. I mean, it's just like, and Biden and Bidenomics, how that's working. I mean, even, you know, the president goes back to his hometown of Scranton, and the people want to all but tar and feather him.
Right.
They say that this stuff isn't working. I mean, this guy's all but buck naked and claiming to be, you know, America's most well-dressed individual, you know.
Well, you know, there, like you said, there's plenty of candidates, and I could probably fill the slate with without even thinking about it, because they're so obvious, and I think that is what's so concerning to the American people, is they see the duplicity, they see the failed leadership, but they don't feel, even though we know we're citizens, we know we have a vote, but we seem so powerless to do anything about it. You know, what do we do?
Yeah.
In the middle of this
Well, this is where it gets back to a spiritual issue, Phil, as you know. I mean, it's we the people, and the government can only be as good as we the people. We the people, we messed up. We are messed up. And until we reconcile you know, the truth from a lie and reconcile ourselves back to God, we're going to continue on with this. We're going to continue on being involved in endless wars. We're going to continue on with our children committing suicide, drugs coming in, sex trafficking. We've got already Hamas residing in the country and outside of the country. Communist China is, you know, they're camping out in Cuba right now. I guess all is well here for America. Stay tuned.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The former minister for women's affairs in Afghanistan has announced that the world has abandoned Afghanistan. Since the Taliban took over, world leaders have been confused on how to help those left to fend for themselves in the war-torn nation. While many may feel abandoned, the Tide Ministry cares deeply and is working to get the gospel to the next generation in Afghanistan through radio, broadcasting gospel content into Afghanistan in the Dari and Pashto languages enables people to hear and understand the gospel in their own language. It may take time for the gospel seeds planted through these radio programs to come to fruition, but we anticipate them blossoming into hope in the hearts of spiritually hungry people throughout Afghanistan. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
After the top of the hour, he's the author of the up-and-coming book, Midnight in America, Phil Hotzenpiller, president and founder of American Faith. Phil, this is the hour, isn't it? I mean, we're coming down to this midnight hour in America, and you've written about it, and it's coming out at a time that, you know, like you know, some of these things that happen at God's appointed time. And here it is. I mean, you have been tracking on this, whether it was, you know, several years ago when you know, when you were asked what concerns you most, and you said lawlessness, and people were kind of like, whoa, what are you talking about? And Phil, it wasn't that long ago. And here we are, just from that time that you made that statement about lawlessness, we've got smash and grabs going on. We got open prostitution in Los Angeles. I mentioned the audience earlier. My son was in L.A. yesterday afternoon. He goes, oh, my God, Dad. I go, you know, we're on the phone. He goes, oh, my God. He goes, there is this naked, full-on naked woman walking down the streets of Los Angeles like nothing. I said, well,
It was cold, brother. It's been cold. Hey, it's not warm in L.A. right now, man. It's like high temperatures, like 58.
I don't know
about you, but you got to be on some serious drugs to be walking buck naked. That's the way I look at it.
Well, yeah, that and, you know, maybe looking for somebody to huddle with or something. I don't know. But still, it's just like, you know, that kind of decadence. In downtown Los Angeles, an open prostitution that's taking place. And then you've got Gavin Newsom supporting and cheering this on, thinking, you know, here's the Golden State, how wonderful it is under his leadership. And, you know, here they are. They could manage, I guess you could say it's wonderful because they managed for a couple of days to clean up the poop in San Francisco. So I guess maybe that makes you something.
Well, you know, and that is the tragedy of it. I mean, Gavin Newsom in the debate with DeSantis, I mean, all he could really do was react, because everything he was saying about what Newsom had done to California was spot on. And I think the crescendo moment for me was when he pulled out the photo of all the feces locations. Because, I mean, think about it. Somebody created a app to spot that, and then somebody's doing a daily walk on this thing. I'm thinking, I don't know who's crazier, the guy that's letting the city go that bad or the guy that's creating the app to locate poop on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But that shows you how bad it's gotten. I mean, it's just, you know, a good friend of mine who's now back here in our church, he took a job up in San Francisco paying probably 3X what he was making, and he came back in a year and said it's not worth it. I live in the best part of town, and it's horrible. It's just absolutely horrible.
Well, Phil, they've got people. I mean, my understanding is they're paying people $60,000 a year to go be on poop patrol, to clean up human feces and all these hypodermic needles that are flying around there. So, you know, it's out of hand. And then on top of that, you got all this homelessness that's going on. You know, people are leaving the state in droves. I thought it was interesting, the conversation that Ron DeSantis had with this man who said that he couldn't handle the taxes and the mess of California, and it happened to be Gavin Newsom's father-in-law.
Right. No, that was classic. That right there was classic.
Yeah. So, but the fact of the matter is that, you know, like you write in your new book here that's coming out, comes out, what, January, February?
No, it's actually April 2nd. It's a pretty long run on a pre.
I keep trying to bring it out sooner because we need it now, you know. But you can pre-order the book. But I'm going to give you a few minutes here to you know, promote the book and tell people what they can look forward to.
Well, I think it really addresses several things. It addresses prophecy that we see fulfilled in our day, meaning in the last 50 years, let's say. Okay, some of them are as fresh as, you know, this year. But we also look at, you know, what do I do in light of the world I'm in? Why is it happening? And is God behind it? And then I trace through scripture to show people that, but we end on a hope. And so the idea is it's not hopeless. It really is hopeful. And there's a reason that God gave us prophecy and told us about the future, not to depress us, not to discourage us, but to actually give us hope. So I think it's going to be a great read. I go through some great detail to make complex, things in the Bible clear. And that's what a lot of people say. You know, like I hear you, but how does that work? So for me, I'm a visual learner. So I created a lot of charts, a lot of things that help people just kind of bring it down to where they live. So it's not like you know, way up in the atmosphere kind of a theology book. It's really very practical, addresses America specifically, and how do we get here and what can we do about it?
Exactly. Well, you know, and speaking of prophecy here, we've got, some telling signs of America taking a couple of giant steps away from Israel. Though they said that they were going to support Israel 100%, we found out last week with Anthony Blinken saying that Israel just doesn't have enough credit to conduct the war with Hamas at the level that they're expecting. And I don't know why people were shocked, because we could see the early signs of this. But, you know, prophetically, we're told that there will be that day when Israel is standing alone. And so this gives us a little preview of things to come, does it not?
Oh, it does. And I why are we worried about credit? I mean, does Ukraine have a great credit rating? I'm just curious.
Right. Yes. You know, with the Biden family, they've got an excellent credit rating.
Right. Yeah. Some things matter. Some things don't. We pick our wars. We pick our allies arbitrarily. This is not based on, you know, where's the greatest threat to America, Ukraine or Israel? Is the Ukraine being invaded by Russia a greater threat, or is Israel, we're losing a democracy in the Middle East? What is the greatest threat? Clearly the greatest threat.
Not even close. Exactly. Yeah, without a doubt. And then here it is, Phil, as noted in American Faith, is you got a top Hamas official. The headline says hint. Is hinting at a larger attack than October 7th. I think it was more than a hint. It's like he's pretty much just saying, look, it ain't over. The fat lady isn't even warming up yet. So get ready. We're going to be coming back. You can do whatever you're going to do, but Hamas is that cockroach that no matter how many heads you cut off, it's going to keep coming back, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and that's the thing, and that's I think that's the aggressiveness of Israel was, we have to rid the world of Hamas. That really was the bottom line. We've been playing games with them for long enough. But we finally have an opportunity to do something significant, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it because what they did was so outlandish and so brutal and so barbarian that it demonstrated who they really were. And this is what we've been contending with. This is the leadership from terrorist groups that we've been dealing with. Now you see it played out. Now we're going to take care of it once and for all.
You know, Phil, I don't know if I'll be able to. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had this thought that maybe they should channel Alexander the Great. Remember how fast his armies went through? And that Israel should, just sweep through the Gaza as fast as they can. And
you're right. I think you're exactly right. I think one of the mistakes they made was delaying the land. They were trying to do it they were probably cautioned by America and others, give them time to get out or whatever. But the longer something goes on, the less stomach even your supporters have for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and so when you see what Hitler did to Poland and how quickly Paris fell, I mean, it was because of the rapidity, the speed at which they moved. And whenever you move slow, like there are people that were pro-Ukraine. Now they're like, you got to be kidding me. Get out of there. Who cares anymore?
Yes, exactly.
And that's what happens over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this leader from Hamas also said, Phil, quite boldly, no regrets over the attack. And he declares that the war, they see it as the war of liberation. I mean, this is the problem, which goes back to what we first talked about, and that is the ideology. If somebody is so fixed ideologically, there's no negotiating, is there?
No. You either crush your enemy or you live with them the rest of your life. That's the problem.
And what we've learned is they're beyond control, that's for sure. Phil Hotzenpiller has been with us, the president and founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
New federal data confirms that illegal, disposable, flavored e-cigarettes drive youth vaping. Here's former Office of National Drug Control Policy Director Gil Kerlikowski.
The latest data shows that Chinese-made illegal disposable vapes marketed in youth-enticing flavors are pouring into our country. The DEA has warned that these illegal products can be laced with fentanyl. The FDA must increase enforcement action.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. A New York Times article is claiming Israel officials knew of a Hamas plan a year before the October 7th murderous attack and kidnapping of Israeli civilians. Our national security spokesperson, John Kirby, on NBC News, says U.S. intelligence was not aware of a Hamas document.
The intelligence community has indicated that they did not have access to this document. There's no indication.
Israel says they have eliminated the commander of Hamas, Shati Battalion, in an airstrike by a fighter jet yesterday. Dave Collins has more.
According to Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari, the commander was responsible for carrying out raids in Israeli territory on October 7th's attack, following IDF and ISA intelligence. An IDF fighter jet struck and killed Haytham Khouari.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about how to prep yourself and your home for the holidays. Are you ready for that? We've got lifestyle and home hack master, the one and only Megan Murphy, going to be joining us in just a few seconds with all her great ideas because, you know, whether we're talking holiday dinners, ugly sweater parties, friends and family gatherings, it's the season to entertain, right? Well, Megan is going to be here to help us prep ourselves and our homes for the season of festivities, from creating party invitations and dinner recipes to throwing in some extra love on the self-care routines. And she's got tips to share when it comes to hosting the perfect holiday soiree, minus the headache. I'm all for that. Megan Murphy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Happy holidays!
I love this season. Isn't this awesome? I love it.
It's different.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, and the thing is that, you know, what I love about having you here is that you help make sense out of some of this. Because sometimes we can, you know, make this so unnecessarily stressful. And there's some practical things, and you always have some great ideas that we can employ to make the most of the holiday. And making the most of the holiday is when we can be around family and friends and not stress about it, right?
Exactly, Bill. And that's the thing is, you know, you can get frazzled and frantic and holidayed, but we don't want that. This is a magical time of year, and let's find the joy. Let's bring the magic.
Yeah, and let's, you know, and that's exactly it. If the focus is on the joy of the season, okay, and that's what we need to ask ourselves at any given point in time, is this going to add to the joy, or is this going to take away? If it's going to take away, Don't open the door to that guest.
Yes.
Send them to another invitation or something, right? Or what? I'm just kidding.
No, but I fear that. And, like, we've got to take some stress out of the holidays, make it easy, and really be reminded of what matters most, and that is family and friends and our loved ones and our health, all the good stuff.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, let's talk about your most favorite, a must-have for hosting gatherings this holiday season.
Okay, so I'm all about awesome invitations. I love paper invitations, crafted with care, creatively designed, and I use Adobe Express for that. They have a new all-in-one creativity app that makes me feel like a graphic designer. If you go to adobe.com/express, you can use their AI-powered features, which truly make it easier than ever to design like a pro. So if you're making invitations, you're making menus for your dinner party, you're making little place cards, or you're designing your holiday cards, the possibilities are endless. I upgraded to premium for $9.99 because I've really been getting carried away and there's just so much. I'm like, oh, I could do this and I could do that. Yeah. Ooh, you know, like the cookie swap recipe cards. Yes, I'm going to do that. I mean, there's just
great.
So many options with Adobe Express.
I love that. Cookie exchange cards. That cookie recipe.
Like little personalized recipe cards. Isn't that so much fun?
And I love the idea, too, because you're right. You know, at this time of year, everybody has their most favorite cookie recipe, right?
Right. I want to know what your ginger snap recipe is. Put it on the card, right? Like, design something really special and epic. I love that idea.
No, that is awesome. Okay, so how can we help prep ourselves for the festivities? Now, we got to psych up, and I'm already hearing your energy and your attitude about this holiday, and so we need to follow your lead. So how do we do this?
So it's all about a smile, right? I truly believe that you know, you're never fully dressed without a smile, especially this time of year. The second you put a smile on your face right now, listeners, right? You put a smile on your face. You can't help but feel a little bit better, a little bit less stress, right? It works.
Exactly.
You want to have, like, a confident, beautiful smile. And Spark Clear Liners is really the secret sauce. They are more clear, more comfortable. They stain less than leading aligner brands. And they're doctor-directed, which to me is really the key to those lasting, reliable results. My daughter got Spark Clear Liners for her birthday. I will say that I think they also make a pretty awesome holiday gift. But she's finding her confidence. She's smiling more. I swear, I might even get her to smile for the holiday card picture this year. Yeah, my fingers are crossed. Come on, Spark, we got this.
Yeah.
So if you want to find more about this journey and the My True Smile campaign, you can ask a provider near you about Spark Clear Aligners, or you can go to sparkaligners.com.
Okay, now you mentioned My True Smile campaign. All right, we've got some extra time here, so can you unfold that a little bit more for us?
So absolutely, and I think, so my daughter had a very complex case, and really about her beautiful smile was about finding her confidence, and especially as a teenager, it was really great for me to see her feeling more confident in her smile. And that's really what it's about, is like finding what makes you feel good and makes you want to smile and more confident. And I really do want to feed everybody too, Bill, though. Can we feed everybody? Because I think it's hard to smile when your belly's growling, don't you?
Oh, without it, I agree. 100%. Yes, good.
And
exactly.
I've got a little secret, and one of my life hacks is it's all about like packing the freezer with CPAC. Do you know CPAC? It's an amazing brand. It's been around 75 years. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary. They've been around since 1948 in Georgia, and it's S-E-A-P-A-K. They've got things like Parmesan-encrusted butterfly shrimp. They've got shrimp spring rolls, all of this stuff. You pack the freezer, and then when you have that surprise guest, that unexpected company, you go in the freezer, you pull out your CPAC, you put it in the toaster oven or the air fryer, and voila. Instant appetizers. It is a party ready to happen at a moment's notice. And so that has been a secret to entertaining for me. I don't need to feel stressed. It's not about having this massive spread. My freezer's packed. I'm just going to pull out that Parmesan encrusted butterfly shrimp, and you're going to think I've been prepping for hours, days, weeks. Uh-uh. You showed up, and I just put that in my air fryer. Yay!
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And preparation, you know, being prepared for the season, this is all part of the hack, isn't it?
Exactly. And I
like it.
I, I also, this is another secret, I always keep an ice cream cake in my freezer. So you got you got your shrimp, you got your apps, and then an ice cream cake, like, you're ready for anything.
Exactly.
Bring it on, right? You're ready for anything.
Now again, spell out the CPAC thing one more time, because I think go ahead.
So it's S-E-A, like, the C, and PAC, P-A-K, so CPAC.com. And there's so many yummy apps and options on there. My kids fell in love with a everything bagel shrimp that is just, like, love everything bagel seasoning. So there's a lot of really delicious options on CPAC.com. And also you can find the store locator there to find a store near you. All of my local grocery stores carry CPAC.
Well, the lifestyle expert, Megan B. Mervin, author, on-air personality, lifestyle and health expert, home hack master, as you can tell, and she's just teasing us just a little bit. And she's a certified trainer. Some say certifiable, but we say certified trainer because we love her. And her best-selling book, I know I'm flirting with you, I'm sorry. Your best-selling book, your fully charged life, now in three languages. You're not even happy just to have one. We got three and probably four, the fourth just around the corner, knowing you. And, of course, in this, she talks about the secret to finding the yay. That's what we got to do, find the yay in every day, right?
That is absolutely true. Ground yourself in gratitude and find the joy this season.
I love that. Any other last-minute holiday entertaining tips that you might have for us?
Pause. Really pause and ground yourself, right? Like, look around. The season goes by too fast. And we want to enjoy and savor all of those little moments. I call it the power of big awe. Really notice those things that make you say, awesome.
Yes. And I love that, the power of big awe. And it surrounds us, and we just overlook it, whether it's in, you know, people, you know, family, friends, you know, just experiences around. It's there's no question you too can enjoy a wonderful life if you just open your eyes and, you know, take a moment and not get caught up in the, you know, sometimes the holiday madness. My dear friend in Los Angeles, he calls it holiday standard time. And I told him, I said, Dick, where were you, you know, 20 years before, you know, because that has always been a reminder, because when everything, you know, anything got crazy, you know, it was, oh, Bill, it's just holiday standard time. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
So go to adobe.com/express. That's where you're going to get all of your invitations and cards, everything made. You're going to sparkaligners.com, and that's going to give you that, you know, beautiful, happy smile. And then go to cpackwithak.com to stock that freezer so you are ready for company at a moment's notice.
I'm following your lead, lady. You're awesome. Megan Murphy, thank you so much. Take care.
Yay!
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and More. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time to give away another great American PureFlix Christmas promotion subscription. 6 months, absolutely free. All you got to do, drop me an email. It comes to me directly, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Write in the subject, I'm a winner. Okay, that way I'll know it is specifically for this promotion. And you could win up to 6 months, no purchase necessary, 6 months free subscription. You can binge to your heart content all the great holiday movies there at Great American Pure Flix, which they've become famous for. This will take you all the way through past Easter. How's that for a great gift just in time for you to celebrate Merry Christmas and all the fun, you know, fun things of the holiday, okay? So get that email off to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family is with us right now. Gary, happy Monday to you. How are you?
I am well, I think. It's still early for me, but I think I'm well. So.
Well, bless your heart. I appreciate you rolling out early so that we can have this conversation. Speaking of great Christmas movies, Jim Daly, your boss there, has you know, shared some, you know, the idea that this is a great time for the whole family to get together and maybe revisit some of these great classic Christmas movies, huh?
Yeah, and it's funny because in his blog, Jim wrote, you know, I'm not usually the guy that recommends families spend more time in front of the television. But
right, yes.
Is this what he's calling a holiday movie challenge, what we're calling a holiday movie challenge, is really find films that's your family that are holiday-related, Christmas-related, that's your family, all your family, and the parents and the kids can sit around, have some popcorn, have some hot chocolate, pile up the blankets, and watch together.
Yes.
Because it's not, you know, it sounds a little like, don't hear that this is homework. It's home playing. It's
yes.
building
right.
relationship with each other and finding out what each other likes. That's the genius of what Jim's proposing.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, you look back over the catalog of Christmas movies, Gary, and the storylines. I mean, these are just awesome, long-standing storylines that, you know, just bless your socks right off. It's interesting because these are the same movies that Hollywood, you know, are bringing back, you know, maybe with some different you know, different stars in it, or because you can't beat the classics, right?
Right. Oh, for sure. And It's interesting, Bill, at PluggedIn.com, our entertainment review site, which is designed to not just talk about the artistic merit of a project, but its family friendliness. There are, I just looked it up this morning, there are 20 pages worth of Christmas films you can search through. So some of them are not very good, and you'll know that. I'll avoid those, but the classics are there as well, from It's a Wonderful Life to Miracle on 34th Street, all of those. So if you're at a challenge coming up with a film, PluggedIn.com, there's 20 pages of at least 5 films per page that you can look through and see what y'all might like to see together.
Exactly. And the thing is that it's interesting because even, you know, I mean, there's some of those classics, Gary, I don't know about you, but I could just watch them over and over again. And it just kind of helps to set the temperament and the attitude of Christmas when you watch, whether it's, you know, classic like, you know, Wonderful Life or even just some fun, you know, fun movie like Home Alone, right?
Right. Yeah. And it all depends on what the family wants to see. And there are as many genres, as many different actors, as many different. It's as wide open a canvas as just going to the movies in general. But this is a really, you know, the holidays, Christmas is a really great time for togetherness with the family. So take the time to do it. And yes, focus on the family. Is giving you permission, folks, to turn the television set with your family and watch these movies.
Right. I love that. That, you know, it's off of, you know, it's a bit counterintuitive, you know, for Jim, because, you know, we are always talking about being sensitive with the amount of screen time that our kids are exposed to, right? And so now we're just saying, okay, all bets off. This is a good one, and we can spend some time together, especially as a family. You know, popcorn night, like you said, that really sets the stage for, you know, some great, great times, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is a bit of a caveat to what Jim is kind of challenging folks to, and that is, speaking of screens, put your video games away, put your cell phones away.
Right.
Take the time to spend it with your family and watch the movie and the messages in the movie. So I would recommend, Jim didn't do it, I would recommend this. I'll put an addendum to Jim's challenge, and that is, you know, get a box that maybe you are going to, or a Christmas bag, and put your cell phones, put your screens in there during the movie, and don't.
You know, a lot of people are doing that now, Gary.
Yeah.
You know, you come in and like around the dinner table, and they have little baskets in there. Everybody's you know, cell phones go in there, which I mean, it's kind of silly, but that's what it's come down to, just as a nice friendly reminder, because you know, you find out, like, how much did you lose by not being engaged with your cell phone for, you know, the time that you spent with your family, you know, versus what you gained, right?
Well, absolutely. And especially with these movies, you don't want to miss, but you don't want to miss George Bailey's prayer to God to, you know, and It's a Wonderful Life to help him overcome the depression he feels and about how he feels his life has been, you know, wasted. You don't want to miss that moment because you're responding to something on LinkedIn, right, or on as an adult on LinkedIn, as a kid on Instagram. Don't want to do that. You really want to be present in the moment with your family and with these wonderful films that uphold the spirit of this season that we're celebrating the birth of Jesus.
You know, and we'd like to hear from you, too, for your families that take on this challenge. Let's hear the response. You know, email Gary, email me, tell me, you know, how's it going, and how wonderful a surprise you found it to be that maybe at the very beginning, a little bit of a tussle, because you're breaking stride here. We're trying something a little bit different.
Yeah.
To maybe approach this season a little bit differently. I know, you know, like for our family, you know, of course, this is the first week of Advent. The theme of this week's is hope, right? And, you know, this, you know, whether it's, you know, family-friendly movies and the challenge that that you and Jim are putting before us, it's also with a purpose in mind here, is that we want to be prepared, you know, for the greatest gift that God's ever given his creation, right? And this is all a setup, and so a setup for that climactic day of Christmas morning that has you look at the gifts under the tree a little bit differently. You know, it's just not the same when you've gone through, you know, all 4 weeks of Advent, starting with hope, because this was the message of the prophets that, you know, the Messiah would be coming, you know, to free us from sin and death. Well, you know, what an awesome promise from God and from God himself, right?
Absolutely. And I always say, and not always, not when I was a kid, I didn't say it, but as I've become an adult, and certainly since I've become a Christian more than 26 years ago, presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence is more important than presence with a T. It's
right.
Being present, not giving presence. Yeah, that's nice. That's great. It shows that you love each other in a certain way. But presence, being present in this moment of the whole family, enjoying something together that spotlights the spirit of the season. That's can't miss entertainment for sure.
Yeah, that is the gift of the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one of the things that it can get awfully busy at this time of year. We all know it. There's a lot of responsibilities. There's a lot of celebrations, those kind of things. Take the time to spend the time with those who are closest to you, because that's the legacy that you're going to build into your family. They're going to remember you're sitting around having hot cocoa and watching It's a Wonderful Life more than they're going to remember what their friend sent to them on Instagram.
Exactly. Or what gift they got under the tree.
Right.
You know, and I got to tell you, Gary, you know, to your point, as we mature, and I've been maturing, you know, God will not leave me. He just refuses to leave me the same. But one of the things I'm hearing from the kids and having six children is what I hear from them loud and clear these days, that it's a little bit hurtful, you know, to your point. And what they're saying is that, Dad, we missed you. You know, we appreciate that you worked your tail off and you provided for the family and you did all these great things for us, but we missed you. And, you know, I got to tell you, when your kids tell you that, it really brings to point exactly what you're saying, Gary, that it is, you know, being with them, it's time that you've given them, the gift of time, being present with them.
Right.
And, admittedly, I'm being very vulnerable with you in the audience right now, is that a couple of weeks ago, my youngest son was the one that broke the news to me. And the way in which he said it, it struck me right in the heart. And I said, God, you're exactly right. You know, I am so sorry that, you know, and it's easy to get caught up in the things of this world and the hustle and bustle of it all. And but what we give up in the process in convincing ourselves that, you know, we are striving for that higher calling and we're doing what we're supposed to do as a parent. But, yeah, I was reminded in a way that, you know, to your exact point, that I would have been better off by spending more time with them than another hour at work.
Yeah. Being present is more important than giving present.
Well, Gary, I'm so glad you brought that up again, because now I've reopened the wound, and you know, so I'm back to therapy.
Well, this is a great time of year for that too, Bill.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, God redeems all, and we're grateful for our Father in heaven. Gary Schneeberger, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Silver Lung Sprayer, thank you, Bill. Is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Cancer.